from Sweetest Friends. Shir should be a special song for Rabbi Shiyichu. And Nishmas Mar says the Bas Vishmol. Moshe Yud Ben Shnei writes from Aaron Sor Moshe Mordechai. We are in Meseches Kiddushin Vov Amud Beis. Be'inyan Hanoas Mechilas Milvel B'Torosoy Shel Hagoyin Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Levroche. Omar Abaye HaMekadish B'Milve Eino Mekudeshes Behanoas milve mikudeshes. If you're mekadesh in isha, behanoas milve, it's no good. Bemilve, excuse me, it's no good. She's not mikudeshes. Behanoas milve, with the hanoah of the milve, she's mikudeshes. The Rashba writes, Dibur amaschil omar abaya mekadesh bemilve. Uperish Rashi Zal Shirviach lo azman. What does it mean? Hanoas milve, that he extended the time period of the loan, and he was mekadesh with that. V'amar eskat shili behanoas zu shehi hoisa noisenes pruta bechach b'shas harvocha. He says that marry me with this hanoah, that she would give a pruta b'shas ha'arvocha, at the time of the extension, in order to extend the loan. So that's what he's mekadesh, the pruta that she would give. That's what it means, hanoas milveh. And with that, she's mekudeshes. V'chein pirei sharab alfasi zal, so the riff. The hanoas milveh isa ba'olam. The hanoas milveh is in the world now. Aval ha'milveh atzim eina ba'olam. But the milveh itself is not in the world. Aval rach zal pireish dishoklinu mina v'hodar oisfinu niyala v'omar lo b'ahu ano b'ahi ano d'kos shavikno loch ad kach v'kach zimno mikudeshesli. The rach holds that he takes the money back and then he lends it to her again, and he says, with that hana that I'm giving it to you, I'm leaving you alone for this and this amount of time, you should be mekudeshes. V'ibe delo shaklinu, says the Rashba, in the name of the Rach, if it's talking about where he didn't take away the money, hechi adifa hanoas milveh mimilveh atzma. How's hanoas milveh better than the milveh? Yitziva ba'ara v'giyoyre b'shmei shemaya. Could the yitziva, the permanent person, the something that's set, should be lower down, and Giyora, the ger, the strange one, should be b'shmei Shemaya? Meaning, how could it be that the Ikar Adavar, the milve itself, doesn't work, but the Hanos milve, which is just an extension of the milve, that works? How could it be? The answer is, no. That the reason Hanoas Milveh is better is because he got the money back, and then he gave her the money back. And he said, be married to me with the fact that I'm leaving you this and this amount of time. But now he's giving her the money now, b'shas maisa. The high kushya lesser, but the Rashba says that this kasha, that how could hanoas mechilas milveh be greater than the milveh itself, is not a kasha. The hanoas milveh isa umilveh gusa gufa lesser. What's the problem? The hanoas milveh is gone. Even if he doesn't give her the money back, the hanoas milveh is gone. The milveh itself is gone, but the hanoas milveh is here. What does that mean? What it means is that even if he's not giving her money b'shas harvochas hazman, there's still the hanoah of harvochas hazman. Since you have the hanoah of harvochas hazman, that should suffice for us. So that's number one. That's number one. You don't need to give her the money back because you have the hana of arvachas zman, and that's why it's better than milv. Ve'oid dim isa the hechad lo shaklinu min alom akache banos arvacha. If you hold that where he doesn't take the money from her, she's not miskadeshes behanas harvacha. If you hold that if he doesn't take the money back and give it back to her, she's not miskadeshes behanas harvacha, and the Rach holds that's how she's miskadeshes. Even if he takes the money back, she also shouldn't be miskadeshes. He's not marrying her with the money of the milveh. He's marrying her with the fact that he's extending the time. And that's not in the world. So he has two kashas. The first kasha is, why does he have to give her the money back? The hanas milveh is here even without giving her the money back. And the second kasha is that if you hold that if he does, that he needs to take the money back and then give it back to her, why should that help us? He's not being, when he gives her the money back, he's not being mekadesh with the milveh, mekadesh share with the hana of harvach hazman, and that's not ba'olam. So it seems he gets the money back, doesn't get the money back. Ad kan zachinu lumod midivrei harashba. How exciting is that? V'shitas harambam hu gam ken ki arach. The Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. Rambam writes, Ishus 5:15, hamakadish behanoas milveh, harezu mekudeshes. If a man is mekadish a woman with the hanoah of a milveh, she's mekudeshes. How does that work? Ketzad, yon shehilve oisa ato masayim zuz. He gives her now 200 zuz. Ve'omar lo, harei at mekudeshes li behanoas zman she'arviach loch b'milveh zu she'tiyeh b'yodech kach v'kach yoim. Ve'eini toiva mimech ad zman pleini harei zu mekudeshes she'harei yesh lo hanoa me'ata l'shtamish b'milveh zu ad sof zman she'kova. So how's he mekadesh with hanoas milveh? He lends her now 200 zuz. And he says that you are married to me with the pleasure of the time that I'm going to extend to you the loan, that it should be in your hand this and this amount of days, and I'm not going to demand the money until a certain time. And he's not mekadesh with the guf halva, but with the hanav of the zman that he's extending the loan. So she can now use this money for as long as the loan extends for. She sees mekudeshes. Upirshu raboisai behanoas dvor milveh dvorim she'ein roi l'shoimon. And my rabbis explain with matters that are just not fitting to be heard. In other words, the Rambam is coming la'afukei mishitas harif. Shafilu im eino noisin ladovar b'shas harvachas hazman. The Rif holds, that's Raboisov, that hanos, that even if he doesn't give her anything, b'shas harvachas hazman, nevertheless, it's effective, as the Rav HaMagid notes over there. That's what he's coming la'afuke to preclude from. That the Rambam says there has to be some sort of money giving at the time that he extends the time frame of the loan. So therefore, the Rambam explains that when he gives her the money, he says, I'm giving it to you for extended, more than I would have normally given you. So that's like the Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, the Rabbeinu Chananel says he took the money back and then gave it back to her. and extended the time. The Rambam says when he gives her the money in the first place, he's extending the time. But the point is that b'shas ma'isa, when there's hanas mechilas milve, hanas harvachas man, hanas milve, so that hanas harvachas man is done at the time of the giving of the money. The time of the giving of the money. And not at the time of the giving of the money. The Rambam holds in the first place, the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that he takes it back and then gives it back. But the point is there has to be some giving over of money at the time of this Hanas Milva in order that she should be Mekudesh. It's not like the Rif and Rashi will hold that you don't have to have any actual handing over of money, just extending the loan is enough. However, we have a kasha on the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. What the Rashba asks, that even if he doesn't give her money, b'shas harvachas hazman, there's still hanas harvachas hazman. Even if he doesn't give her money, when he extends the loan, what does he have to give her money for? She's being nene from the fact that he's extending the loan. And if it's no good if he doesn't give her money, what does giving money help? He's not being mekadisher with the guf halon. He's being mekadisher with the hamtanas hazman. So what is the giving of the money help us? He's not mekadisher with the actual money. He's mekadisher with the extension. So why should the giving of the money make any difference? Those were the kashas that the Rashba asks. And we have to address them because these are very serious issues, Rabbi Yisai. So how are we going to explain Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel v'Arambam? Says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal. That the Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnayis, in Edorim, says there that if somebody is mudor hana mechaveroi, somebody is not allowed to get hana from his friend, nevertheless that friend is allowed to support this man's wife. Reuben's not allowed to get hana from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to support his wife and his children. Reuben's wife and children, even though Reuben's not allowed to get hana, and even though he's chayev b'mizaynoisan, he's chayev to support them, and yet Shimon's doing it for him. Why is that considered hana? Rashi, the Rambam writes, "Ve'aspokas mizoynos yesh loy bezeh koras ruach, aval einoy magia liyadoy shum dovor." That the giving of mizoynos, there's koras ruach. There's koras ruach. Yeah, he likes that. He's smiling. He's like, "This is awesome, man. Instead of me having to pay all the bills, Shimon's paying the bills. So why isn't that considered getting hana?" And the answer is, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rambam, "Eino magia liyado shum dovo." But he's not getting anything. So we see from the Rambam that there are two types of hana. There's hanaas haguf and hanaas mamon. Koiras ruach, pleasure, is not considered hanas haguf. And therefore, even though the Baal gets koiras ruach, he gets pleasure from the fact that his wife is being supported, that's not considered hana. And there are numerous other rayas that koiras ruach is not considered hana. For example, we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitna. What do you mean mitzvahs aren't given for hana? Of course you get hana when you're mekayim a mitzvah, like Reb Shimon notes in his Chedusha Manadarim and Simen Yud Beis. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that koiras ruach, yeah, he's getting koiras ruach, but that's not considered hana. And again, there are other rayas, but that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that Koiras Ruach is not considered concrete Hana. And therefore, we can understand the Shita of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, that they hold that since the Etzem Mechilas HaMilveh Loich Shiva Mamon Le'inyan Kiddushin, being Moichel Mamon isn't considered Mamon with respect to Kiddushin, Memela Hanoas Mechilas Milveh or Hanoas Harvacha Zman without Nesinas Mos is also not considered Hanal Inyan Kiddushin. Yeah, there's Koiras Ruach, but Koiras Ruach is not sufficient Hana, and therefore she can't be Miskadeshes. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says that he has to take the money back and then give it back to her. The Rambam says he extends the period of the loan at the very beginning, from the get-go, when he's giving her the money. So since he's giving her the money, Adzman Ploni, he's giving her more of a Tashmish in the Mos. So here there's Hanas Tashmishel Mos! There's Hanas Mamon! Oh! Koras Ruach alone isn't enough. There's Hanas Mamon that he's extending along with the Mamon. That he's extending the loan, but he's giving her Mamon at the time of the extension of the loan. And parenthetically, Rabbi Akiva Eger notes, Shulchan Aruch Yaradeh Simen Kuf Samach, that where there's no Issa Ribis, a person has to pay for Tashmish Hamos, Ayin Shaman Rabbi Akiva Eger. So you see that the fact that the Mos are in his hand, that's considered Tashmish Mamon. And what about Schoik Lefonai, Rekoid Lefonai? How does that work? If he dances in front of her, he makes jokes. So if this Hana is a Shavar Pruta, she's Mekudeshes, because this is monetary value. The Schoik, you know, a guy is a dancer, a guy is a singer, a guy is a comedian, so that's worth money. So that's considered Hana is Mamon. So it's not just Pshat that this Koras Ruach. There has to be some Hanas Mamon. So when, as long as he gives her the money at the time, and then he extends the loan with this money that he's giving her, either again the Rambam from the get-go, or Rabbeinu Chananel afterwards, but the point is the Koiras Ruach of having the loan is not enough. There has to be a concrete giving over of money. So if when he's Mekadesh Yer B'Milveh, that money's already gone. Loitzon Itna. She's not Mekudeshes. But Hanas Milveh, so now he's giving her the money. So therefore she could be Mekudeshes. Now he's giving her money, meaning he's extending her usage of this money, which is worth money. Right? Using money is worth money. The Rashba holds, who asked on the Rach and the Rambam, that even if he doesn't give her money, there's Hanas Harvach Hazman HaMilveh. He holds that the very fact that the loan is being extended is considered Hanas Mamon. He doesn't need there to be a handing over of money at the time of the Harvach Hazman, of the extension. He holds the very fact that there was Harvach Hazman, that's worth money. You don't actually have to give over money. The Rambam and the Rach hold, no. You actually have to give over money, just a Koras Ruach of the extension of a loan. That's only considered Koras Ruach, that's not money. But the giving of the money, that she can use it for longer, that is considered worth money. And Melish is Mekudeshes. Okay, so that's the Machlokas Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel against the Rashba, and obviously there's a velt more to say on this sugya, so Hashem should give us life and we should return to this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. Thank you for listening.